So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And I thought that maybe Lucasfilms might have figured it out after Rise of the Skywalker and say, but we just put out the Mandalorian show. It's okay.
Kathleen Kennedy strikes again. She's supposed to be gone. Like, why are we waiting another year? Let's just get her ass out of here. Like, for real.
If not,
why are we worried about what she likes?
You can tell that he's a little bit angry about this, but go ahead, Mike, and explain what has happened.
Obi-Wan Kenobi, the series, in a year, and now it's officially been delayed. Ewan McGregor said they're not shooting until next year. So that's what? 2021, which means we're probably 2 years off now. Maybe the end of 2021 before we even get the series. And the only reason why apparently it's getting delayed is because Kathleen Kennedy read the script and said that this show is too much like The Mandalorian. Genius. The Mandalorian worked. The Mandalorian was fucking awesome. I'm still sad that I can't watch new episodes.
But you can watch new episodes of Star Trek Picard, only on CBS All Access.
But yeah, she just up and pushed it back. So now we're stuck with nothing.
And I think the failure of this is going to be The Mandalorian kind of led the charge for people wanting to go see Rise of the Skywalker. Regardless if it's the last movie, Mandalorian really said, we know what we're doing. We apologize. And this is not an apology. This is a slap in the face. Because
yeah, it is.
By the time this comes out, what is the plan for Star Wars from that point on?
So my understanding from what I've read, and that makes complete sense on why Kevin Feige is getting control, is apparently the rumor is that behind closed doors, Bob Iger sat down and Disney made the decision that they already know that they messed up with these past three Star Wars films. They're trying to fix their mistake. And so the theory now is that they've sat down and made the decision that they want to go old school, Old Republic, early Star Wars lore, and they want to make a series of interconnected films and shows, i.e. they want to do the Marvel Universe with Star Wars now.
I mean, that's how they failed in the first place.
So you get the person who made it, executed it with Marvel, give him Star Wars, and let him do it. The only thing that I am excited about is, one, you pick Favreau to do Mandalorian. It worked. Great series. They're already shooting season two. Can't wait for it. It worked. The word is Feige's really pushing hard to get Taika Waititi to write and direct the first Star Wars film for that new section of Star Wars.
Somebody that they trust and know true appreciation for the subject matter. And also he was in the first episode of Mandalorian.
Right. So. And he directed the last episode. If these things are true, I'm all for it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm already excited, especially if you go Old Republic, go to stuff that people aren't, but that we already know is great. Just from in books and Star Wars history and all that. They could have been done this a long time ago. They just wanted to make money. And that was my whole problem with Rise of Skywalker. It's literally one big, hey, just give us your fucking money because we don't care what you think. Literally. And fans ate it up. And they shouldn't have. Yep. That's stupid. It sucks.
Yeah. Especially from the first movie.
All this is to be determined. Who knows? Feige's still overseeing Marvel. He starts to take care of all that stuff. I'm pretty confident that he can do both. Not my job. So who am I to say? A lot's going to tell, too, with how Marvel goes through this whole next year, because you don't have what you built up supporting you anymore for the most part. Chris Evans is gone. Rob Downey Jr. is gone, even though there's rumors that he's already popped up a couple sets, but whatever.
Yeah, I saw a couple articles saying that he might come back to the role somehow. So I'm not sure if that's a hologram or whatever it turns out to be.
All right. So I already heard that he's in Black Widow because it takes place after Age of Ultron and before Civil War. So I've already heard that him and a couple other people make cameos. Not supposed to be anything major, just kind of a little brief thing, so it's not really a big deal. But the only other rumor I heard that came out this week was there's a lot of stuff going on in this Doctor Strange sequel and this whole multiverse of madness. I know Scarlet Witch is supposed to be in that, and then they were supposed to be introducing Ms. Marvel. But now they're saying that there's a big, strong rumor going around, and where part of the issue came up with Scott Derrickson apparently was they want to introduce some of the old characters, but from different universes. So it'll basically be Iron Man from a different Earth. Saying they were Captain America, Hawkeye.
So Iron Man didn't die.
So you're basically retconning who you've already established and having them do these little small cameos, but different versions of themselves. And all. So I don't know. It's
So will it just be Tony Stark on a TV screen saying I didn't get rid of our weapons program for the Stark Enterprises or something? Is that what that is?
Yeah. And then the whole Doctor Strange thing, I guess, like I said, it'd be Tony Stark from a different universe. So it'd be like Iron Man from Earth 2066 or something. Because they're trying to introduce these whole different multiverses and universes, which is something that's going in the comic book, so I get it. But I don't understand the direction, because at the end of Spider-Man, you introduced that Nick Fury's in space with the Skrulls. And Feige kept saying, next phase, we're going to really go cosmic. So like I said, Eternals made sense. Black Widow is just a kick off the new phase of somebody that people already know. So I got that. But Marvel's real test is going to be, all right, does Eternals work? Is that a good film or does it suck? Same thing with Shang-Chi. Is that going to be a good movie or not?
Yeah.
Because these are all characters that people didn't know. If these movies don't work, then Marvel's got a chink in their armor, right? All of a sudden you look at them and go, maybe it's not as big as it was before. Maybe you can't do the same thing you've been doing. Maybe it's not just a formula and these actors and these people you had in place were the reason why Marvel was so successful. So a lot of stuff's going to be determined moving forward. Plus, you didn't go with the big guns, which would be X-Men, Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Or anything like that. I mean, you yet to announce them. Even though there is word that Emily Blunt met with Kevin Feige this week. So a lot of people are already holding out hope for the Fantastic Four announcement. So
yeah, obviously the first era of Marvel was Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America. And
right.
A little bit of Black Widow, because she showed up in second Iron Man movie. And Nick Fury. But it was really those five that really pushed it forward with this next era of movies. Shang-Chi, I don't think people really identify. Doctor Strange, maybe.
The first ones, you had three big guns with everybody you named, but then you threw in that you got Spider-Man. So you had like this extra icing on the cake. But then, again, we're going on to this phase. You started off with, we can't get along with Sony and we can't get a deal worked out. And then it turned into this whole thing. And then you said, oh, yeah, we got a deal in place. But then we found out it's for one more movie in an Avengers appearance. And then we're back to the same boat. So...
Yeah, and then I think you still have that New Mutants movie coming out.
That comes out this year.
Yeah, so that was one of those movies that, along with Dark Phoenix,
was should have gone straight to streaming.
In development hell, then it got caught up in the Disney buyout of Fox.
They should have put both of those on Disney Plus. Would have served them way more than putting these on the theater.
Yeah, and then I think it was also maybe that Gambit movie.
Which last I heard got shelved. But.
Yeah. So it was like all that was caught up in that Fox buyout. And the X-Men stuff just said, hey, we're not going to be doing that for right now. And then also Fantastic Four. But I don't understand how this makes it. I don't understand. This just seems Disney needs something for Disney Plus. Hey, we put out a movie. Hopefully Fox finances the bulk of this. Because
I would have put that shit out.
Yeah, if it loses money like Dark Phoenix.
We just lost that money. Damn this.
Yeah, I mean, if it loses money like Dark Phoenix.
Straight to video or Netflix or something. There's no way I'd have put this out in the theaters.
Yeah. I mean, this is catastrophic failure. If it even makes $100 million, it might be a success. Because you can't really play on the X-Men stuff right now because you don't know where it's going. And the New Mutants is based off of X-Men.
Yeah,
and then you likely can't tie that into anything that Marvel will be doing. So what is this movie for?
It's literally going to have nothing to do with anything. It's just a standalone, just we made something. And it's supposed to be like a horror comic film.
And plus, I think it was supposed to come out in 2018?
Yeah.
Again, who is this movie for?
But... they took it off the shelf and they reshot it. That's what I'm saying. It's so many issues that I'm like, why would you still put it out in the theater? You have other avenues to where you can still get your money. It's one of those things where I look at these movies, like Dark Phoenix. If I'd have watched it on a streaming service, I would not have been as hard on it as I would have been if I went and paid to see it in the theater.
Yeah, and I went to go see that movie in the theater. Maybe all of the 20 people in the house were just like, oh, this movie's not good. I think people were on their phones. I think one person was having a whole conversation on their phone. Like, why the movie
was bad? I'm not in these rooms. I don't make these decisions, but if anybody's listening, please hire us because we can save you a lot of money. For real. I don't see how a bunch of people sit in rooms with suits, who've never watched or read any of these comic books or grew up with any of this stuff, make these decisions. It makes no sense to me. It goes back to that Kevin Smith story. I said one of the greatest stories I've ever heard.
Are you talking about the Superman one? Like when they were just...
Yep. Superman's got to fight a spider. The gigantic spider. And Kevin Smith's like, why? He's like, because spiders are the ferocious killers in the jungle. And he's looking like, what the hell? And then he said, fast forward, Wild Wild West. He's like, what do I see? Gigantic mechanical spider. And I'm like, makes sense now. Come on, people. It's not that hard. Again, I'll say this 100 times over. I'll say this to Bob Iger to his face. Y'all have no excuse because comic books are literally already written and literally drawn. All your reference material is sitting right there for you. Deadpool looks like Deadpool. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Because somebody already drew him 150 years ago. Fuck. Come on, people. Definitely. I wonder what Wolverine should look like. Open up a page. It's right there.
Needs a
need an action figure, suit. A statue? What?
Yellow, blue, and black. That's what he needs.
Ain't hard at all. Oh, man. We need a plot twist here. Shit. It's a whole line of books you can read through and find that. What?
That's it.
Kathleen Kennedy, take your check and go home, please. Stop messing with stuff.
If you can't tell, Mike is upset about all this.
You're ruining it. Mandalorian was saving lives, and now you're trying to kill people again.
The one hope.
Stop it. Stop it.
The one hope that that movie had was the Mandalorian. The whole
great fucking show. Great fucking
whole
show.
Whole Star Wars. It's in the balance.
8 episodes. Killed your old movie series. Phenomenal. No, did I mention I got a Baby Yoda on pre-order? Yes, sir. Yes, I do. Life size, too.
Oh, geez.
Damn straight.
I didn't know they had that life size.
I just got the email the other day. Put my deposit in ASAP. No waste of no time.
Why on God's green earth is there another Trolls movie?
Man, look.
Why? The first one was okay.
Fast Furious trailers. And I kept saying to myself, like, why are we on number 9? And then I thought about another laugh. So she's watching it on her phone. And she's going, what? Oh, hell no. And she goes, what the fuck? And I was like, what? And she was like, just watch it. So then I watched it. And I go, huh? What? What the fuck? And so we look at each other and we're both like, really? So then we're both going to question of, how's this dude just strolling in here eating like he normally does going, nice clubhouse. We're like, wait a minute, ain't you dead? And then we both laughed and found ourselves going, well, ain't like we're not going to see it, though. Which is the whole point of why we're on number 9.
Yeah, so if you haven't picked up on it, what we're talking about is Fast and Furious 9.
F9 is literally the title.
FU and F9.
The Fast Saga.
John Cena!
I kept saying, I'm like, who the hell is he supposed to play? So the brother route, I'm like, oh, okay, well.
Spy versus spy type of thing that they're going to do now that the brother has some vendetta against his own brother, Dominic Toretto. John Cena versus Vin Diesel because now The Rock has his own franchise in the Fast and Furious universe.
Him and Vin Diesel can't get along.
Yeah, so we'll just replace you with John Cena.
Five we'll replace you shuffle. In WWE too, so.
Again, it's supposed to be his brother and his brother being the foil to everything that they're doing. You have to realize with anything with the Fast and the Furious movies, it just doesn't matter because by the end of the movie, Jacob and Dominic will hug and embrace.
Right.
And everything will be all right.
This is the whole thing I was going to say. The only problem I have with this is we literally already know where this is going to go.
Same thing happened with Jason Statham's character and Luke Evans.
Yep.
That, oh, well. 2 movies ago. But
your whole theme is family. We know where this is going already.
Yeah.
So the only thing I'm literally here for is for you to tell me how Han is alive, since you're already telling us anyway. We just need to know how now. And literally see the next ridiculous piece of action y'all do, which they already put in the trailer.
I mean, Tyrese is probably be screaming for the whole movie. Ludacris like would just dude. Be like, yo, Tyrese, you need to shut up, man. Like, why do I need to shut up?
What more do you want from me? Like this dude was literally holding the car up when it flipped and almost hit him in the trailer. So, like I said, again, when The Rock grabbed a rocket with his bare hand and turned it, the level we're dealing with, people. So don't go in here expecting anything to make sense.
It looks like they have another Vin Diesel flies across a bridge type of...
Yes, they do. At least look, they were driving up a wooden bridge that was breaking. I'm still trying to figure out how you have enough horsepower to defeat gravity. But, hey, what do I know?
It's a rocket strapped in the back of a car.
Which... they brought back Sean and the Asian dude from Tokyo Drift. So I'm curious now, are we going to have a Bow Wow cameo as well? Because you're literally bringing everybody back.
Basically. You know, you try to retcon out that movie, and then you
want. Where you at, Chad Moss? Come on, Twink. You got to be in there somewhere. If you're not, I'd have a problem with it. You go on social media and complain. Should have made an appearance.
Basically. It's like, everybody can get in on this franchise now.
It's guaranteed to make a billion. I'm already sure. They literally started selling tickets yesterday already. It don't come out till May. I'm like, God, good gracious. Y'all sell tickets earlier than Star Wars and Marvel. Shit, Vin Diesel ain't playing. This dude's really trying to make some money.
And all Vin Diesel's going to say, it's all about fam.
We're family.
And I guess it'll be another Triple X movie, too.
That's my brother.
I can't kill my brother.
You're an uncle now. Little Brian. Yeah, we'll see. I just want to know how Han's life. I'm still trying to figure out how you could even make this possible.
Hey, Fast and Furious 6. Dude was driving, and then all of a sudden, someone comes out and shoots him. And then he becomes the next villain of the movie. And then Han's dead, and it's like, they killed Han. How are you still alive, dude?
He was literally in a car that was upside down, bleeding out the head. It blows up, and they have a funeral for him with a picture. You can go the route of nobody saw the body, but okay, if that's the case, how is it that Dom and them didn't know he was alive?
Yeah, or he didn't even help for the last movie.
And then somebody said, well, maybe Letty showed Han how to fake his death. And I'm like, no, don't go these places already.
They run out of ideas, and they want more money.
Reading online, they said that apparently, well, they said the fan base, people were saying justice for Han because people were upset that Jason Statham's character killed him, and then they turned around and made him part of the team in the last movie. And I'm like, really? I never heard none of that. But okay, whatever. I'll buy that. Let's go with that. So they brought him back because people were like, where's Han? We want Han. But now, of course, people are saying, well, if Han's back, where's Giselle? Because you might as well bring her back too.
Yeah.
She fell out of the plane, but we never saw a body. So come on. If Letty's still alive, let's do it. I say all bets are off. You're going on 10 movies. At this point, you might as well just be all full ridiculous. Do a CGI version of Brian and make him show back up. Why not?
Hey. Hey.
Man. One last ride for real.
All right, Mike. I think that's it.